This is Trisha Lynn.
And this is Jillers.
And Melissa Spiro.
And you will be listening to the highlights from our running commentary of Twilight New Moon in anticipation of the release of Eclipse. So sit back and enjoy.
Oh, really? Seriously? We have to listen to you whine some more?
Oh, I remember what's really stupid about this now. Yeah.
Grand burn up in the sun, because I'm really dying to see somebody burn up in the sun.
No, that would be awesome. In all honesty, in this world, she had to look up what vampires were.
So it's really crazy.
If Edward was sparkling in the sun, would anybody in this world, except for people who knew vampires, know that he's a vampire?
I just think she's stupid. Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't make it up. Don't look at me like that.
That was actual, like, dialogue that teenagers say.
That, I'm shocked. Wow, I love that her friends are like, your boyfriend's here, we'll get that out of the way.
Yeah. Isn't that like the closing scene to the Breakfast Club and he's and then just like walking across the field?
You know what?
Don't you forget about me. You're trying to read too much into this. Like, you're trying to make sense.
No, because I want it to make sense. Like, yeah. I want the stuff that I watch to make some sense.
Stop trying to expect that to happen.
You give me everything by breathing? God.
I think there was, like, a whole Rosalie subplot in Twilight, in the book, where Rosalie was supposed to end up with Edward.
I do not remember that.
Maybe I'm making that up. There's a whole reason for her doing horrible, stupid things in this, which is an extraordinarily stupid idea anyway. But you have to watch it, and you have to see it to believe it.
But it doesn't. But if you can kill them just by ripping them apart, why do you have to burn the pieces?
Because they're vampire-ish.
It's a hell of a paper cut. That's a lot.
See,
of
now
blood.
There's more blood.
Way to
make it work. Baby. Now I'm going to Bill Cosby looking at someone's vagina. Or the speculum.
You're a vampire. You don't have a soul. And a toilet vampire, I feel, would be gross.
Because they would, because just like that thing in Dreamcatcher would sneak up out of the toilet and bite your butt. Bite your ass.
Oh, toilet snake, how you mock me.
Who took that picture?
Alice?
Alice.
Oh.
If you know he's not going to be there, nor is his
nice
family,
day.
Why are you looking?
Oh my god.
Don't let it fool you down.
I don't even...
Why did you need to have this conversation in the woods?
So that nobody could overhear.
I don't want you to come.
And that's the sign of a bad boyfriend.
I think we need to redefine the term epic. And love.
In this movie or just in general?
In general, because if people are calling this an epic love story, then we need to redefine those words so that they fit to Twilight.
I think we just need to come up with new words for this channel.
Last time you'll understand
this.
Abusive?
He looks angry.
Yeah.
Like she did something.
She bled all over the place. I mean, the two actors don't have any chemistry. I mean, but the two characters don't have chemistry in the book either.
Well,
so, I mean, as far as portraying the characters, they're doing a hell of a job. Like, I gave them thumbs up for a full-on character representation here.
In other words, you appreciate Chris Stewart being really bad.
Yes.
Sweetie, how fast is he? You really think you're going to catch up with him at this
Bella's
point?
Bella's an idiot! I bet they look wicked retarded.
So wait, she just stood in the woods until it got dark?
Yes.
Like, this is just like the same from Into the Woods with Cinderella, where she's like, I've been good and I've been kind, mother doing only what I've learned from you. Crying that she can't go to the ball.
What is wrong with me, mother? Something must be wrong.
I wish.
Do you know what you wish? Are you certain that you wish it what you want? And if you know what you wish, ask the tree.
and you will have your wish. Shiver and quiver, little tree. Silver and gold, throw down on me. I'm off to get my wish.
Man, we should just watch Into the Woods.
Are you naked?
No, it's just shirtless. You know how the Native Americans do.
When do I get to be a real werewolf? Wait, they're actually putting time in this one?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That is Charlie. I would hunt the Collinses down and shoot them with my shotgun.
Wouldn't do any good.
Alice.
I'd shoot her with my shotgun then, because she is a failure of a daughter.
Who's gonna talk to you? I'm lost.
Your father!
Your friends!
Your mother! A psychiatrist.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, because that's exactly where they're gonna send her.
Friends.
Makes new friends.
I like my old friends. When do you talk to them?
In school, at the table that I sit at alone. I see them.
We need a girls' night.
And to eat a sandwich.
Right.
Maybe a pizza.
Girls' night.
Chicken wings. They're
good. And a super ice cream chaser.
Fudge.
A fudge.
Fence exam with Ben and Jerry. They're your best friends. Hello.
How and why is he haunting her?
Say something.
Just, you know what? Just watch. I promised you, stupid.
Oh, you didn't lie. That's for damn sure.
Maybe I'm crazy now. I guess it's okay.
You're having hallucinations. That's not okay.
Watch the road.
Until we get you a helmet.
And he's not even hitting where the blood is. He's like hitting behind it.
Well, probably because the blood is, that's not wiping away the blood, but probably trying to staunch where the wound is. I mean, granted, I don't actually really like buff bodies, but considering everything that Jacob is to Bella and Jacob is, he's very beautiful compared to Edward, who's a... Yeah.
Pity, Jess?
No,
no, he wanted to be friends.
Yeah, weren't you paying attention?
No, I wasn't. Sorry.
Why didn't you say something like, my boyfriend broke up to me and it's hit me really hard. I don't want you to be a rebound.
Yeah, well, she's not self-aware to say something like that.
Actually, she's a little self-aware because she just said she realized it's selfish.
Poor Mike!
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah, he has a name.
Okay.
Sam or Jacob?
Sam,
shorter hair.
Shorter hair, tattoo. Wait, is that Jake?
Yeah, Jacob wasn't that ripped.
Cut your hair off?
Oh,
it's him.
No!
This is over.
You can't break up
with me. What are you doing?
Maybe she should go and hang out with mummies now. Because, like, you know, she's got a vampire thing.
Yeah.
Little thing.
Time for mummies. And now the field is dead, like our love.
That's awesome.
Or maybe because it's fall / winter, perhaps.
Hey, werewolf, how you doing?
That sounds kind of regarded. All they gotta do is check your scent, dude.
And then they'll find him.
She did buy a book.
Unless she threw it away after she found two words she was looking for.
Bella's just a MacGuffin, isn't she? That is the first good thing that you've ever done, Bella. Probably be the last. Yeah, punching a werewolf in the face. Not the smartest thing she's done. What was the point of that shot? Did they break the camera? Why do you keep on writing to Alice if she never writes back?
Is it possible?
Well, I think
the emails are coming back too. The emails are told back.
Yeah, so why do you keep on...
I mean, Paul sees some teeth.
characters have given me any reason to empathize with Bella at all.
She's a horrible role model for the teenage girls who are idolizing her.
Bella, you have failed at dying. There's one less ancillary character that I care about that's dead. Or more. Or, you know what I mean.
There's one less ancillary character for you to care about more than you care about the main character.
There you go. Alright, I'm gonna say it. I'm a Bella Jacob shipper.
I think I am Team Jacob.
Yeah, Team Jacob.
I'm still Team Twilight Sucks.
I am Team Stephanie Myers never should have put pen to paper and write this crap.
And especially when you look at Carlisle. I can't see how you look at Carlisle, get to know him, and think, this is a monster.
What is that god-awful wet dog sound? That's probably me.
My friend's a werewolf. Sorry.
It's Jacob.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
You can't really drive to Rome on a car from America.
Well, they flew.
Oh. Yeah, you saw the Virgin Atlantic.
I guess I spaced out on that.
That's what we paused on. Why am I wearing this green shirt for my dream?
I can see how this could actually be exciting.
If it were done properly.
Yes. I see a lot of promise in Twilight. Like, I would love to rewrite it.
But I need to make them true vampires first.
Yeah.
That would be my first fix. This whole sparkling in the sunlight is bullshit.
What do you guys think about me rewriting Twilight? Skin isn't gonna make anyone think you're a vampire.
Well, yeah, but this is obviously a city of people who know they're vampires.
Yeah! It's Volterra, ruled by the Volturi.
Hello,
yeah, but
Wait, that's hip bones? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I'm not a fan of hip bones.
But no, here's the thing, is that the Volturi want everything to be secret. Why would anyone in the city where they live know that they're vampires?
They wouldn't know that they were vampires, but they would be know of vampires, I think, more so than...
I don't know about that. Otherwise, the Volturi aren't doing their job. What? Smell like dog. Still. Take a shower. Come on.
There's swelling, tinkling music that we've been, missing from all the other pissing scenes so far. Why now? Oh, that's right. What?
I think we're just trying to make this more interesting than it is.
That's what fanfiction is for.
Did they ever explain that?
No.
No.
Fun.
Killer. She's a Tremere! Is there even a precedent for this? Like, is Bella the only person whose mind no one's ever been able to read?
That's
stupid!
Like, a precedent would make more sense!
Yes!
Like, even maybe if there's just one person every generation.
Or even every 1,000 years.
Well, maybe that is true. That's
but they're not explaining it.
Yeah, Edward's finding blood points left and right. Robert Pattinson needs to eat.
It really irks me when they speak foreign languages in movies and don't subtitle it. You can see every vision she's ever had by touching her.
I guess
so. Convenient.
Wait.
Did he just slap her awake? So Bella is the equivalent of, if you break up with me, I'm going to kill myself, girl. What? Or, it is going to be a very long life.
Well, no, because she'll have a longer
end. I guess it depends on what you consider living and life and all that stuff. There's a philosophical question for you, raised by Twilight.
How much are you asking?
Don't end your sentences with the preposition.
The only thing that I can think of.
That doesn't necessarily make it easier, though.
Ah, do I hear a hint of sympathy?
No, I'm just saying. Just okay. Because you make a choice, you know, that you're... It doesn't make it an easy choice
for anybody. However, I still don't sympathize with her because she walked right into that.
Yeah, she should go for Twilight because then she'll
be able to drink.
Exactly.
This relationship has lasted a year. And in that year, she's been tracked by werewolves, alienated her friends and family, and was left alone by her,
the person who's
proposing to her. And she fell into a suicidal depression.
Yeah.
And why does the music remind me of Schindler's List? Okay, can we turn this off now?
I don't know why, but I think I like the end credits for the first one.
These two movies